Welcome to the July 2012 Fannie Mae National Housing Survey podcast with Steve Deggendorf, Director of Strategy at Fannie Mae. The most detailed consumer attitudinal survey of its kind, the Fannie Mae National Housing Survey polled more than 1,000 Americans via live telephone interview between July 5th and July 26th, 2012, to assess their attitudes toward owning and renting a home, mortgage rates, homeownership distress, the economy, household finances, and overall consumer confidence. Homeowners and renters were asked more than 100 questions used to track attitudinal shifts, with findings compared to the same survey conducted monthly beginning June 2010. Interviews were conducted by Penshow and Berland in coordination with Fannie Mae. Fannie Mae conducts this survey and shares monthly and quarterly results so that we may help industry partners and market participants target our collective efforts to stabilize the housing market in the near term and provide support in the future. Today, Steve Deggendorf will share insights on the July 2012 Consumer Attitudinal Survey indicators, offering a window into the opinions of Americans across the country. And now, here's Steve Deggendorf with the July 2012 Fannie Mae National Housing Survey podcast.
In the National Housing Survey, over the balance of 2012, we've seen that consumers have attitudes about housing and buying a home have been on a positive trend. In fact, in June, in the National Housing Survey, some of the housing indicators actually went to all-time highs for our survey. Our survey's only been in existence for a couple of years, so we don't have a long-standing survey, but we did hit some highs around housing attitudes, including expectations around the home price change and the number of consumers saying that home prices were going to go up and the number of consumers saying that they're going to buy at their next move. Now in July, we're seeing a continuation of the June data at or near those same all-time high levels. So we're seeing a positive bright spot around housing expectations, housing attitudes by consumers. And I think there's some data out there that's helping to support that we also see in the National Housing Survey. We see that consumers expect that mortgage interest rates are going to be staying the same for the next 12 months. About 50% of consumers in our survey say they expect mortgage interest rates to stay the same for the next 12 months, and they're at all-time lows. So that's a positive for housing. Also, we see that consumers say that rental price changes are at about the 4% level. That's twice what their expectation is for home price changes. And that expectation of higher increases in rental prices may be a nudge to encourage consumers to actually get out there and consider buying a home. So overall, a positive picture for housing. But when we turn to household finances and the economy, we don't see as bright a picture on the part of consumers. What we see is that late last year in the fall, there was a movement on the part of attitudes towards the economy and household finances from the depths, from the bottom, from the worst. They moved up to a better level. And they've stayed at that level for the balance of 2012. They really haven't moved up in a strong way, unlike housing, which has continued over 2012 into July to have a very nice, clear, positive trend. In July, we saw a very good job report. 163,000 new jobs were added to the payroll. That's the strongest report in 5 months. That's positive news, but it's only 1 month of positive news. We'll need to see more positive reports like that for, I think, consumers' attitudes about the economy and household finances to pick up into a positive trend. That kind of positive trend could be a reinforcement mechanism to help continue the positive path that we've seen for overall housing attitudes.
Thank you for listening to today's Fannie Mae podcast. For more information or to read the full Fannie Mae National Housing Survey results, please visit fanniemae.com. Opinions, analyses, estimates, forecasts, and other views of Fannie Mae's Economic and Strategic Research Group included in this podcast should not be construed as indicating Fannie Mae's business prospects or expected results are based on a number of assumptions and are subject to change without notice. How this information affects Fannie Mae will depend on many factors. Although the Economic and Strategic Research Group bases its opinions, analyses, estimates, forecasts, and other views on information it considers reliable,
It does not guarantee that the information provided in these materials is accurate, current, or suitable for any particular purpose. Changes in the assumptions or the information underlying these views could produce materially different results. The analyses, opinions, estimates, forecasts, and other views published by the Economic and Strategic Research Group represent the views of that group as of the date indicated and do not necessarily represent the views of Fannie Mae or its management.